If you have ever thought or currently think that podcast growth is all about the downloads, we're going to have a little chat because that is exactly what today's episode is about. In this episode, we're diving into the truth about podcast downloads and how to track what's actually working in your podcast because podcasting is so intimate and a lot of times we feel like we are just talking into the abyss. So one of the most common ways or like the first way that somebody is going to judge how well their podcast is doing and growing is by the download numbers. But I just want to let you know that there is way more effective ways to measure growth of your podcast. And so if you are ready to dive into that and learn why podcast growth is not just about the downloads, then my friend, you are in the right place. You are listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and get your podcast visible as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast coach and a podcast manager who has helped hundreds of women make money with their podcast alongside their online business. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we get into the episode, I just have to tell you that if you need help editing, uploading, and scheduling your podcast episodes to actually stay consistent week after week, that is what I do. If that is something that you want taken off of your plate to not only give you more time with your family, but to also have professional sounding episodes with higher sound quality, feel less stressed by not dealing with all of the tech, and to help you stay focused on other tasks that actually move the needle forward in your life and with your online business, head to the show notes and click on the podcast management link to learn more. All right, my friend. So it is no secret that every single podcaster, and I mean, I guess I can't speak for everybody, but like I'm assuming that like most podcasters, we want to see those numbers go up. And I know I do. Who doesn't like to see those downloads go up? The cool thing about podcasting is that it can't go down. It's only going to go up. I mean, it's never going to retract. It's never going to be less than what it was. But with that being said, there's no denying that like it is so nice to see that number go up. However, it is just a vanity metric. And that means that like, yes, it is pretty to look at. And it can be great for marketing. Like when I just hit 10,000 downloads on the podcast, that was huge for me. It was huge for me when I hit 5,000 downloads less than a year ago. So it's nice to, you know, bring up milestones, and my entire business revolves around podcasting. So I wanted to share the journey of how I feel when I hit those certain milestones. But the truth is that they're just milestones. And that's kind of, in my opinion, what they should be treated as is milestones, because there are so many other more effective ways to actually measure the success of your podcast. And my eyes have just been open when it comes to YouTube. I promise I'm going to tie this back to podcast downloads. So just hang with me. But in starting my YouTube channel, I have went through months and months and months of research and education and really figuring out exactly how I want to be on YouTube and what it looks like for me. I realized that you can have so many views on a video, like millions and millions of views on a video, but zero sales. But here's what I also learned. I learned that you can have a video on YouTube with 20 views and book two clients. And so it's like, which one do you want to be a part of? Like, do you want to just go viral and have everybody listen to your podcast? Then there's a different way that we should approach your podcast then. Like, your growth plan should probably include a full out marketing plan if your goal is to get more downloads on your podcast. But I personally learned, even before I started YouTube, that yes, again, I want to see those numbers go up too. And guess what? They do go up because they don't go down. So the only way is up. Okay. First of all, the only way is up. Secondly, I know that my show is very, very specific. If you are a mom who likes podcasting, then that sets you apart from like most people probably, right? Because if you're listening to this podcast, you are most likely a mom. And if you're not a mom, I'm so happy that you're listening because some of my clients are not moms. And that question comes up sometimes. And it's like, no, I don't only work with moms. I have five kids. And so this is a way that I relate to other moms and I enjoy working with other moms, but I love all of my clients. And again, some of my clients are not moms. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But you're probably a mom and you probably want to start or grow your podcast. And so that automatically counts a lot of people out. And so my show is very specific. I do not expect this podcast out the gate to have a million downloads. Now, in 5 years, I hope I have a million downloads. That would be really cool based on the growth trajectory of what I've been seeing with my own show. But I mean, I definitely don't expect that out the gate, right? Because there are some days where I literally have zero listeners. There's some days where I have over 100. And it really just depends on a lot of things, right? We know why people listen to our podcast, especially if you solve a specific problem, but we don't know when they're doing it. Are they listening as soon as it becomes available? Are they putting it on a list to watch later? Are they doing it when they're folding laundry or, you know, doing the dishes or on a road trip or on a plane or riding their bike, taking a walk in the car? Like, we literally don't know when they're doing it. So it's really hard to calculate like true growth, right? And then the other part of this is like, again, like podcasting is so intimate. So it's really hard unless somebody is emailing you directly, unless they are leaving a review or literally reaching out to you on Instagram or wherever to like personally tell you that they're listening. A lot of times, the only way that we know that people are listening is by the download numbers. And I think that might be why people, and I say people, but I'm talking about me too, might be so caught up in, you know, seeing that number rise, but that does not mean growth in the way that you probably want it to mean growth, right? Because I'm assuming, especially if you are listening to this podcast and you've been listening to this entire episode so far, your goal also is probably to make money with your podcast and make it sustainable and have a purpose. And so remember before how I told you that like you can have thousands or a million views on YouTube, or you can have thousands of downloads on a podcast episode, but nobody takes any action. So how do you even know that that episode did what you wanted it to do? Which brings me to what I preach and say all the time, and something that I very much so practice in my business. And it's, what is the purpose of the content that you're putting out? What is the goal of why you're doing what you're doing? And so as an example for me, every single time I get behind this microphone, I am lit up about the topic I'm talking about. And at the same time, I am letting you know by my proven systems and my lived experience that I can help you grow your podcast. I can help you start it. I can help you by managing it, editing, uploading, and scheduling, and doing all the things. And so that is the core purpose of each and every one of my episodes, is to make sure that you as a listener know how I can help you. Now, this was a huge thing because for a really long time, I was not doing that in my episodes. I was just kind of talking about whatever I had going on, whether it was my program that I had a couple years ago or a new freebie that I created, talking about the different aspects of my offer. So one episode, I'd be talking about my podcast audit. Then the next episode would be about strategy calls, and then about booking a strategy call with me. Then the next episode was about launch, and the next episode was about management. And that was too much. Like, yes, it all pointed back to like my offers, but it wasn't a repeatable process where people could actually like take action. And so when you're misaligned, it means that there's a disconnect between what you're talking about and what your audience actually cares about or needs in that specific moment. So maybe the content is really good, but it doesn't match where they are at in their journey. That's why it's really important to know what their problem is and where they're at in the journey and what's going to help them move the needle. Maybe your offer is super solid, but your episodes don't naturally lead into it. That is huge. Your episodes should definitely naturally lead into your call to actions. You shouldn't even have to like mention it awkwardly at the end or whatever, right? Now, everybody does their show different. Everybody has their own structure. And I mean, there's so many different ways that you can do your show, right? Because no shows are the same. And we all, even if we have the same structure, like intro, episode, outro, or a clip, intro, episode, outro, like we're still all very different. And so I personally like doing my call to action at the beginning of my episodes. So on my podcast, I do a hook where I'm like, this is what we're talking about. This is why you need to stick around. So if you're ready to dive in, I go into like a 10-second thing for my new listeners who don't know who I am. And then I go straight into my call to action, which is, hey, friend, before you listen to this episode, I want to let you know that I can help you with the editing, uploading, and scheduling so that you can focus on the other things that you would rather be doing. And what I'm doing right now in this live moment recording this podcast is I'm naturally talking about my service because it goes with the episode and what I'm talking about in this moment right now. And so that could be a problem that your episodes don't naturally lead into your offer, which is why we need to build episodes around your offer that are going to naturally lead into it. Or also maybe you're speaking to an audience that you think you want instead of the one that's really meant for you. Or maybe you are speaking to an audience that you think you want because it looks really good on paper or that's what everybody else is doing instead of the audience that's actually meant for you, which that might mean a smaller audience than what you originally thought. And what I mean by that is maybe you're niching down even more or maybe you're honing in even more, but you don't want to because you're so broad right now that you know that you could get so many downloads. But if you go smaller and really, really talk to one specific person, then you're afraid that your download numbers will go down. But guess what? They will go down more than likely. And it's not because you're doing anything wrong. It's because the people who are meant for you are actually listening because you are creating a show that's just for them. And that's the entire point of what I feel a great, successful podcast does really well is talking to one person. We're not talking to everybody. I don't know about you, but like I'm not in the position where I can reach a million plus listeners every week or whatever. Like it's not like that. Like I am a small business owner who's passionate about podcasting and I am honing in on who I actually want to speak to, which is other women or moms who have or want to start a podcast. So it's just really specific. So the audience that's actually meant for you is one that you can connect with naturally, the ones who actually get results from what you teach, right? So if you're literally taking this episode or any of the episodes on this podcast to heart and implementing the things that I know works and it would be a good fit for your podcast, you're going to see real results from what I teach. So when you're not aligned with the right people, the right audience, your content, your podcast episodes aren't going to land the way that they're supposed to. And that can lead to total silence, not because your content isn't good, but because you're aiming it in the wrong direction. And so here's how you fix this misalignment. You're going to fix it by checking in with your ideal listener. How do you do that? You need to go out into your community and ask. So I personally just did this. It is called market research. I just actually did an episode about this on episode 124. And I asked my ideal listener what they wanted. Because with my new transition over to YouTube, I want to make sure that I'm producing content over there that they want to see. But I was also gathering insight on the podcast itself and what you wanted to hear specifically. But I was also gathering insight for the podcast too, so that I know what episodes, so that I know what topics to talk about, and I know exactly what you're struggling with. And then that takes the guesswork out of everything, and it naturally ties in to my offer. So do some market research, check in with your ideal listener. If you know for a fact a few people who do listen to your show, send them a message, send them an email and say, hey, what do you actually need right now? What's going to feel like she is talking to me the moment that I hit play, right? And so number two is messaging. So your messaging, it has to speak directly to your person, and it needs to be clear and consistent. So are you naming the problem that they're feeling right now? An example of this is in the beginning of the episode, I said, and I called it out, if you think that podcast growth is all about the downloads, then my friend, we got to have a chat. So if you've ever felt that way, you probably felt called out in that moment. And it's like, she sees me. I do think that podcast growth is all about the downloads. And hopefully by listening to this episode, I'm reframing that thought, right? So I am calling out and speaking directly to my person and being clear and consistent as possible. And also, how am I showing you that I understand what you're struggling with? I'm literally telling you that, hey, I struggled with this too. I mean, I still struggle, if we're being honest, not in the same way that I did before, because I do not let my download numbers get me down, because I learned really early on that I had a very specific problem that I solved for a very specific person. And so I already knew when I launched this podcast that it wasn't going to bring me thousands and thousands of downloads. And it was not as successful as my second show was, especially at the very beginning. My other show, if we're comparing timelines, was way more successful. And it was also way more broad. And on that podcast, I for sure was not being clear on my messaging, and there was total misalignment. And I'm also sharing with you that I understand what you're struggling with, because I was doing some of these things too, which I'm going to tell you in a second when we get to the call to actions, right? So I'm in this episode, I'm sharing with you that I understand your problem. I understand exactly what you're struggling with. And then along with your messaging, is your language too vague or too broad to really resonate? So am I speaking over somebody's head? So are you speaking over your person's head, or are you meeting them right where they're at? I'm hoping that I do a good job on this podcast with really resonating, and I'm not being too vague or too broad, because I know exactly who my message is for. So you fix this by getting really, really specific. So I'm going to give you some rapid fire things that you can say to make a huge difference. And what you're going to do is you're going to just take these and apply it to your business. And what you're going to do is you're going to take these as examples. And the goal with this is so that you can see where you might need to really hone in, right? You have to speak to your person. You have to really know exactly what it is they want. So on your episodes, right? Like if you are a person who specializes in Instagram growth strategies, right? That's your business. Your entire business is Instagram growth, right? But in your podcast episodes, don't say, yep, grow your audience, book a call. Like, don't say, so your audience should be people who want to grow on Instagram. So in your episodes, I would say, instead of saying, grow your audience, grow your Instagram audience, click in the show notes below. I can't wait to help you, right? Instead of saying that, we need to reframe that and get way more specific. So instead of saying that, say, if you're ready to get 100 new Instagram followers who actually engage with your post, click the link and let's talk about it. Or instead of saying, create a content plan, you can say, let's batch 30 days of content together in under 2 hours. Let me show you how. The link is in the show notes. Instead of saying save money, you can say cut your monthly grocery bills in half without couponing. I'm going to show you how. A free workshop. Click in the show notes down below, right? Instead of saying, sell your offer, you can say, fill 5 spots in your new group coaching program without using DMs. Click in the show notes down below. Instead of saying, be healthier, you can say, prep 5 family-friendly dinners with me that don't break your budget or your schedule. Do you see how much more specific that messaging was? That is exactly what I'm talking about. Number 3 is too many call to actions. So again, this was a problem that I had in the beginning, and it took me over a year to start talking about one thing that I offer, and that is my podcast management services. Occasionally, I will throw launch in there too, but 9 times out of 10, I'm talking about my management services. And so those 3 things could be why they're not clicking. So we have to fix the misalignment, the messaging, and the call to actions and get that all squared away. Because again, it is not just about the downloads, because after they hit play, the podcast episode has a job to do. Where do you want them to go next? And that is when you can actually track what's working by using special links. You can do this in Captivate, and you can create a specific link and it will create a specific link and it will track how many clicks that link got from the podcast itself. Then the real growth metric is, are people actually taking the next step, right? Are they joining your email list? Are they DMing you like you're asking them to at the end of the episode or beginning or wherever? Or maybe it's something super intimate in the middle of the episode. You're like, hey, if you've ever tried fried pickles with ranch, message me and let me know. Like, I mean, you can get really specific and see if anybody does. See if they're clicking your link. See if they're buying your offer. But you have to make it easy for them to take action. So it has to be clear and consistent in every single episode. And again, if you feel like you're going to be repetitive, go ahead and listen to the episode that aired right before this one, which is episode 126, about why it's okay to be repetitive. Okay, so please go listen to that episode. But it has to be clear, consistent, and in every episode, because repetition builds memory and trust. And we talked about it before, and I mentioned it at the beginning of this episode, but my YouTube example, right? You can have powerful, consistent branding and thousands of views, millions of views, and 0 sales. You can also have thousands and millions of podcast downloads and 0 sales. This reminds me of, but you can also have 20 views on YouTube and make 1 sale for a high ticket offer. You can have 30 downloads on a podcast episode and book a client or have them join your email list. This also reminds me of a story that I read a while ago about this girl who had, I think, over 1 million Instagram followers. And I don't know if she was in like a financial situation or what the deal was, but she was trying to sell like a $26 or something like t-shirt, or like a $20 t-shirt. I'm not sure of the exact price, but I know it was in the 20s. She was trying to sell a $20 t-shirt. And even though she had 1 million followers on Instagram, she made 0 sales. She made 0 sales because there was so much misalignment. There was no messaging and her audience was confused. And when you're confused, people don't click. And when people are confused, people don't click. So friend, my encouragement to you for this episode is to focus on clarity, consistency, and action, not vanity numbers. And what that means super specifically is you want your message to be so clear and so easy and simple to understand, no fluff, no confusion. You want to be consistent and keep showing up with your aligned content and one clear call to action so your listeners know exactly what to expect. You want to focus on action, so you really want to prioritize what is actually moving the needle, which is people clicking your link, joining your list, booking your offer, not just passive listening, okay? And I've mentioned vanity numbers a couple times in this episode, so I want to let you know exactly what that means. And vanity numbers or vanity metrics just means that it looks good on the surface. It looks so good. The numbers look good. They're going up. That's great. High download counts, views, follower numbers, like we talked about. It looks good on the surface, right? So podcast downloads, we talked about views over on YouTube. We talked about follower numbers over on Instagram, but they don't actually lead to results. So again, you can have thousands of downloads. You can have thousands of views. You can have millions of downloads. You can have millions of views. You can have millions of followers. But if nobody is clicking, buying, or reaching out, those numbers are not helping your business grow. So friend, As always, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I really, really enjoyed recording this episode, as I do every single time I get behind the microphone. I really hope that you are thinking of podcast downloads in a completely new way so that you can focus on the growth that actually matters. If you haven't already, I would love it if you would leave me a review over on Apple by clicking leave a review, or over on Spotify, or wherever it is that you are listening. It helps the show grow and get in front of more Mom Sue podcasts just like you. And also, I love reading them on the air, and I read every single review that comes through. I hope you have the most beautiful week, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.